Thomas, look, an experimental lineup tonight. Obviously, around the changes, being a dead rubber, but it seemed to overturn a lot of ball and just make mistakes that you haven't made in the last two games.
Yeah, I probably did. In fairness, a lot of changes, but look, a tip of a lot of changes as well. So, I mean, you could say it was kind of experimental on both sides. But look, it came out to win the game. I suppose we had a breeze in the first half, and we were hoping to obviously get a good few scores on the board. Overhit at times, as you said, made a lot of mistakes, but very slow to settle again tonight, and probably took us into the second half to play our better football.
Yeah, but you finished well. I mean, the substitutions made an impact, and you finished on the front foot, could have had a goal. So, you know, not all is lost, and again, you'll face these in 2 weeks' time or 3 weeks' time, the end of the month, for that, for the, you know, the Darcy Cup.
That's right, the Cup is taken next day, Derek, and you know what you're looking at now is these guys that played tonight, maybe they didn't perform. They have 2 weeks probably now to jump, maybe pick it up, and even the last game off the bench tonight, in the bench was a big impact, and it has been a big impact over the last two games, and tonight we've seen a difference again. But delighted with the second half spirit, but look, at having said that, we had a lot to do at half time, and we'll be looking to improve a lot of things.
But overall, though, Dermot, before I let you go, look, when you set out this year, you wanted to play football in May, you're going to play football in May, and this young team are going to contest for silverware on the 30th of April. So, I mean, although tonight hasn't been spectacular, there's been huge positives from the three games when you take them as a whole.
Exactly. Huge positives over the three games as a whole. But the thing we've noticed about it is, when we've gone to the bench every time, we've used four and five substitutions every night, we've got that impact off the bench. And you can only do that if you have a good panel there and you have strong players coming through. We're delighted with the impact we got, but maybe we need a little bit more, maybe up to that. Like, we need to be a little bit closer to the teams, maybe at half time, because the better teams will pull away from you. You give yourself too much to do, they're going to shut up shop, and we've a lot of things to work on. Maybe that first 30, we have to concentrate and start a bit better, Derek.
And finally, Sean Fennell wasn't in the matchday squad. Was that just a rest, or, you know, is he recuperating from
injury? Would you believe he picked up a bug there the last couple of days, and we decided not to risk him, because for the simple reason is we are out in 2 weeks' time. Like, you know, he didn't feel well. Like, Sean will play every game for you if you want to, but he just didn't feel right the last couple of days. So we said probably there was not a mistake tonight, so we rested him, and we're hoping he'll be right in 2 weeks' time.
And all systems go for the 30th of April.
And we'll be ready for Derek.
Cheers. Thanks, Dermot.
Thanks.
Thanks.